Praise the Lord and good morning. Praise God. My name is Evangelist Tracy Bird. I'm one of the evangelists here at Mountaintop Faith Ministries Church here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Praise God and welcome to our 6 a.m. prayer call, 6 a.m. on Pacific Standard Time. I'm giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to my pastor, Bishop Clinton House, and for allowing this prayer line to be possible, to our First Lady, Dr. Mary L. House, and to our E-Church Director, Dr. Ann Mercer. Amen. And today is Labor Day. For those who may not know, it is Labor Day. And Labor Day, it honors the contribution and achievements of workers who contribute to the strength, prosperity, and the well-being of America. So today, I just wanted to give honor to the one who is working in our lives, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just wanted to acknowledge him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and just the things that he does in our lives. First of all, saving us, sanctifying us, filling us with his precious Holy Spirit. Philippians 2:13 in the King James Version says, "For it is God which works in us to both will and to do of his good pleasure." He's working on the inside of us. He's continually working on the inside of us. He never stops working for us. He tells us in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. We are to cast our cares upon him. Amen. Because he cares for us. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path." So he's working for us. He directs our path. And we know this, and we thank God that his word lets us know that we lean on him, we trust on him, we depend on him. That's what we do. And Jesus wants us not only to rest today, but to rest every day in him. Labor Day is a day of resting. It's a day when you get people like barbecuing, hanging out, just chilling and enjoying themselves. But just think about it. That's how Christ wants us to do every day. He wants us to just chill out and rest, to give thanks to him. And that's not to say that we don't work in the spirit. So because we serve the Lord. We serve the Lord with a cheerful heart. We do things unto him. We diligently serve him. And the word says, whatsoever we do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. And even we work, and that's in the spirit, and even we work naturally. And it says, if we don't work, we don't eat, right? So we work in the natural, we work in the spirit. But the Lord, he works out our soul. He works out our life. He works everything for our good. And that is just the beauty of things. And I think sometimes just it I can just speak for myself, kind of trying to give things to him and let him take care of things. And naturally, I want to worry about it a little bit. You know, is this going to be it? How's this going to go? And the Lord is like, if I provide for the birds, if I clothe the lilies, what more am I going to do for you? And so we give all glory and we give all honor to the one who neither slumbers nor sleeps. Psalms 121:1-2 says, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." So God, he got everything under control. He's taking care of everything. As we rest in him, as we trust in him, as we depend on him, as we lean on him, as we cast our cares upon him, he has everything under control. So we just give honor and glory unto him as we go into prayer on this day. And as we remember the labor that he has done or is doing on our behalf, and as he has us to do both naturally and spiritually. Praise God. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we thank you, we glorify you, we praise you. We know, oh God, in you we live, we move, we have our being. Father, we put our trust in you. We commit ourselves unto you. Lord, we thank you that your word let us know, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. This is your promise unto us that if we cast our cares upon you, if we give everything to you, if we trust in you, you'll take care of everything. You know the end from the beginning, Lord God. There is no searching to your understanding, but Father God, we thank you that by the Holy Ghost, Lord God, you give us a glimpse of your glory. Let us know who you are, and knowing that you are the supreme God, you're Elohim, El Shaddai, you're the self-existent one. Lord God, you are the creator of heaven and earth. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And Father, we thank you, oh God, that you give us a peace of mind. Father God, that we can rest in you. Our minds can rest in you, that we don't have to worry about things. We don't have the things fluttering in our minds, working and working and working. That Father God, that we can just give it to you and know that you're going to take care of it. Thank you, oh God, that you said, ask, believe it, and we shall receive. You let us know that if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. Father God, you've given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. You've laid it out from Genesis to Revelations, oh God. Father, you showed us the path in which we should take. You've given us the hall of fame, the hall of faith, those in Hebrews 11 that have trusted in you and leaned on you and depended on you and have come through the fire and the flood and Lord God and through it all, Lord. Father God, we thank you that you have given us that example that through it all, we can make it too. We thank you, oh God, for who you are. Lord, there is none other like you. We thank you for being high and lifted up, and your train do fill the temple. We thank you, oh God. Lord God, if there is none other like you, songwriter said, searched all over, couldn't find nobody like you. Father God, we brag and boast on you, oh God. We lift your name up on this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice. We shall rejoice. We must rejoice and be so glad in it. Father God, we thank you that it's your worship, oh God. It's your worship that flees the enemy. Hey, God. It's us, Lord God, continuing to trust in you, continuing to speak who you are. At the name of Jesus, you said, oh God, in your word, even demons tremble just by the mention of your name. So we call on your name this morning, Elohim, El Shaddai, the great I am, the wonderful counselor, the prince of peace, the way out of no way, the mind regulator, the heart fixer. Oh God, we thank you on this day, for it is all wrapped up in Jesus, our Savior. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we glorify and we magnify your name. We thank you, oh God, as we commit our bodies unto you. Father, as we give you our bodies on this day, oh God, that Lord God, that as we take care of our bodies, as we keep our bodies healthy, as we rest our bodies on this day, Lord God, we give it to you, oh God, that you take care of this temple, oh God. As you give us wisdom and what to do with this temple, we commit it back to you, oh God, that you have your way, oh God, in this body. We come against any plot, plan, scheme, or device by the enemy that tries to plague our mind and our body, oh God, and tries to come against our soul. We bind it by the blood of Jesus Christ. We plead and apply the blood to every circumstance and every situation. We come against any cancer and any COVID and any disease that tries to plague our body. We come against high blood pressure and gout and arthritis. And Lord God, we plead and apply the blood. We know, Father God, that you are a healer, Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord God that healeth thee. So we thank you, Lord God, for healing us on this day. Lord, we declare and decree your healing on everybody on this line and everybody that desire to be on this line. Those family members and loved ones that we intercede and stand in the gap for. Lord God, we declare and decree your healing, Lord. Healing in our mind, healing against cancer, healing against things, Lord God. Mental issues that try to come against us. We bind it, we plead and apply the blood. And we thank you, oh God, for your healing. Father, we're going to walk in your healing. We're going to trust you in your healing. We're going to lean on your healing. Lord God, for you are the Lord God that healeth us. And we thank you, Father God, as we commit our soul unto you. Father God, our emotions and the things, Lord God, that we say and do, oh God, we give it unto you. Lord God, that you regulated, Lord God, that you arrested, oh God. And Father God, we think before we speak and we study before we answer, that we give it all to you, oh God, and trust and depend, oh God, that you will make a way out of no way. Hey, God, we know that you're going to show up and show out on our behalf. We know, Father God, that our soul, hey, God, rejoice and love you. My soul, Lord, love you, Jesus. My soul, Lord God, trust in you. Our souls, oh God, depend on you. Lord, it is our soul that you're coming back for. So we thank you, Father God, that our soul, oh God, on this day will be regulated and be determined and have a determination to, Lord, press our way toward you. Lord God, to continue to trust in you, that no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation, no matter the things that come and go, oh God, we trust and we depend on you. Father, we give you everything. We give you our lives, oh God. We can't do nothing with it. We give it to you, oh God, and trust it and knowing that you will handle every circumstance and every situation. Father God, we give you our finances, oh God, and wondering where the bills are going to be taken care of and what's going to be done in this situation and that situation, how we got to pay maybe our rent and our mortgage, or how we, Lord God, going to pay a medical bill or make sure that things are taken care of for our children at school. Father, we give you every finance. We cast it at the altar, oh God. We lay our bills down before you, oh God, knowing that you already know the bills that we have incurred, oh God. But we trust and depend, oh God, that you will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You'll give us strategies, oh God, concerning our finances, concerning our businesses, Lord God, and how we're going to handle our affairs. That, Lord God, that you, Lord, will download into us. And Father God, that we receive it. So there's times when, Lord God, that you give us things, and oftentimes, sometimes, Lord God, we don't take it to heart. But Father, we trust on this day, we're going to take it to heart, oh God. We're going to remember the former things, the latter things that you have said unto us, and how to handle our finances and the businesses, the plans that you've laid out, that Father God, that we'll move forward with them. So thank you, Lord God, that you have formulated, and there's been testimonies of the businesses that have been brought forth, and how, Lord God, that just from one simple idea, just from one simple thought, came $500,000. Father God, the testimonies that have gone forth, Lord God, of how even through the midst of this COVID that you've, and when we were in it, that you had given strategies and entrepreneurships and the things that you have laid out for us, that we think it not strange, oh God, the things that you tell us in what to do, what to say, where to go, that we trust and depend in you, Lord, for you know what's best for us. And so we thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for our children on this day, that you continue to bless them, that throughout this country, that as they have a day off, that, Lord God, that they too reflect on the labor that naturally and spiritually we do, and that the labor that you, oh God, have done for us and are doing for us, and Father God, that they know who you are, that they trust and depend that you're working on their behalf, Lord God, that they cast their cares upon you, that they lean not to their own understanding, Father God, that as we pour into them, and that they pour into others and share with others who you are in their life. We thank you for our children. We thank you for protecting them and keeping them at school. We thank you, oh God, Lord God, that they can trust in you because we trust in you, that they see our light as adults, oh God, and they see what their parents and guardians are doing, that we are laboring for them, that we, Lord God, are the example for them. As you lead us, oh God, we lead them. We thank you, Father, for blessing them on this day. And Father, we pray for our seniors, oh God. Those, oh God, that are on fixed incomes, those that the enemy is trying to displace from their homes, those that don't know where they're living from check to check, those that are raising their grandchildren or their children are with them, and they're starting another home with their grandchildren. And Father, my heart goes out to them on this day. And Lord God, that, Lord, we know you're going to come see about them, oh God. And they're trusting in you and depending on you. And Father God, they've labored and they've put in the work throughout the years, oh God. And Lord God, they're in a season of rest. Father, Lord, help us, Lord, to identify them and to help them. Show us, Lord God, that we can be that conduit, that we can be that help to them, oh God. That the resources will pour in, Lord, that they lack nothing, that we all lack nothing, but especially our seniors, Lord God, on this day. Lord God, continue to have your way. We need you. We need you, oh God. We call on the great I am this morning. We call on you this afternoon. Father God, have your way, oh God, as only you can. Lord, we thank you on this day. Father God, we lift up your name and we praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you chose us. You ordained us. That, Lord, that we should go bear forth fruit. And you said that our fruit should remain. And whatsoever we ask in your name, believe that we shall receive. So, Father God, whether it's healing in our body, whether it's a regulated mind, oh God. Lord God, whether it's taking care of our finances, taking care of our children, taking care of our babies, oh God. Lord, whether it's a closer walk with you, which it should be every day. And Lord God, that you download into us your word. And Father God, not just give us your word, Father, but we seek that understanding, that we comprehend what is the depth, the width, the height of you, Lord God. That we get your word, we grab it, hold on to it, and we trust and believe that what you said is going to come to pass. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. That you said you're going to do it. Lord, we know that you're going to do it. And so we thank you, Father. Lord, we can't help but brag and boast of the goodness of our God and what you've done in our lives. Lord God, that you've done for others, we know you're going to do for us. For the testimonies that have gone forth throughout the years, Father, you are the God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so we thank you for the testimonies that people have had, Lord God, in testifying of their goodness and the mercy and your goodness and the mercy and the grace that you've had on their lives. Father, you said that we're overcome by our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So, Father God, on this day, we know we go decree, we go brag and boast on you. We go let people know who you are in our lives. For you give us that opportunity, Father God, in every circumstance, in every situation, to let our light so shine that men may see our good works and give you the glory. In every circumstance, in every situation, there is always you provide an opportunity for us to let somebody know who you are. So we thank you on this day, oh God, that even in the simplest of things on this day, whether we meet with family and friends on this Labor Day, or whether we call our loved ones on the phone on this Labor Day, or Lord God, whatever the situation and circumstance may be, whether we go to the store, Lord God, to get some ribs or to get something to help with the barbecue, whatever the circumstance or situation may be on this day, Father God, you always give that opportunity, Lord, to let our light shine. So we thank you, oh God. Father God, we rejoice on this day just to know you, just to have the honor and the pleasure to know you. Lord God, to know that you chose us, to know that you love us, to know that you gave your only begotten son for us. We thank you, Father. You gave your son and your son gave his life for us. As the saying goes, if it was just one of us, he would have died. You would have died, Jesus, for us. We thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us comfortless. Just sent the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us into all truth. That's how much you love us, that you gave and continue to give to us. The Holy Spirit rest, reign, rule, and abide on this day in each and every one of us. whether on this call or not on this call, you have total control of our lives. We give you our lives. We set it before you, our cares. We trust in you, Holy Spirit. Have your free reign on this day. This is the only day that we have. You woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind and having the use of our limbs. And for those that don't have the use of their limbs, Father, you still gave us a body and a mind. Serve you. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you on this day. That you sweep through our homes, sweep through our jobs, sweep through our children, and sweep through our schools, sweep through this earth. Reign, rest, rule, and abide in each and every one of us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, for being champions in our lives, for winning every battle, for having your way, for knowing what we need, for supplying every need, according to your riches and glory, for having your way in our lives. Although sometimes we may not understand, sometimes we may not comprehend, sometimes we just may not get it, let us not grumble and let us not complain, but let us just trust in it. And I speak to myself right now to just trust you, trust the process. Trust that you got everything under control. You love us. You wouldn't have saved us if you wouldn't go come see about us. We are your people called by your name, set aside for your use. Oh God, we love you. Trust you. We depend on you. We thank you. We are the ones to come back today to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for family. Thank you for friends. Thank you for life. Thank you for an abundant life that you give us. But we know this is not our home. We just pilgrims passing through. The old adage said, we just passing through. We know that there's a home not made by hand set aside for us. And so while we're yet on this earth, while we yet here, God, we go glorify you. We go magnify you. We go lift you up. We go declare and decree by the apostolic authority that you have given us to bind and to loose. Right now, we come against the enemy. We plead and apply the blood in every circumstance and every situation. Satan, we serve you. Notice right now that you are a defeated foe. Our God is a champion. Our God is undefeated. No weapon, hey God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So it may form, it will not prosper. Lord, we thank you that this is the inheritance of your children, your people, called by your name. We are more than conquerors, and neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come. Nothing, no thing shall separate us from you. So we thank you, oh God, that we're going to hold our head high on this day. We're going to walk as champions. We go live the good life that you have for us yet on this earth, knowing that we have a better life, an even more excellent life waiting for us. We thank you, oh God. We praise you. We lift you up and we honor you. For everyone on this call, oh God, we know that we all set ourselves in agreement to this prayer, what has been said, oh God, we as it flows up to you, a sweet smelling savior. Unto you, O God, that it hits your nostrils and that, Lord, you are pleased with us on this day. We thank you, we honor you, we adore you, we love you, we esteem you. Great I am. Jesus. Father, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And my dog agreed, amen as well. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for being on this prayer call on this morning. Again, we give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and just thank God for our bishops, Pastor Clinton House, our First Lady again, to Dr. Ann Mercer, our director of eChurch. And just thank you all for being on this call. Please make sure that you tune in to mfmnv.org on our various social media platforms. And just enjoy this Labor Day. Have a blessed day, everyone. Continue to trust and depend in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Go tell somebody about his goodness and just let your light shine. Because God is with us. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you greatly is my prayer. And we'll see you on Wednesday on our next call. God bless you. Amen. Bye-bye.